Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. I'm in another wonderful BBS radio program. And it's the last Monday in November of 2010, and the date is the 29th. So we'll see if our co-host is on here, Hanukkah, and maybe we can get some call-ins today, see what's going on out there with people. A lot of timeline crashing. I'd like to know if they have actually felt their life may be changing somewhat, or seeing people outside maybe being turned maybe upside down shortly. Sometimes the timeline crashes will actually change people's reality instantly. Then they have to catch up to see what's going on. So I'd like to get some call-ins, callers out there. And also, I guess, anybody see any ship clouds in the skies? So with alien faces. Some look like gray. Some look like a couple eyes, you know, maybe in a mouth. They always look kind of scary, typically. So, today's our day for callers. It's our Monday show. So, Annika, are you out there?
Yes, Ron, I'm right here. Great to be on. Thank you for connecting. I see a lot of names on Fast Chat already, so welcome, everyone. And, yes, it would be wonderful to hear from you if you want to call in. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. There's also a few other numbers if you go to bbsradio.com on Station 1, which is where we are today. So a few questions that was left up, or I think they were just right before the show started, Ron, is Anna is asking about digestive issues or anything for helping with toxic buildup in the digestive system. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
Okay.
Digestive system problems. So let's try the alien poisoning.
Sounds good.
Here we go. Let me see if you feel any things leaving you. So we're working, probably I would assume, let's just work with the large intestines and the colon here. So here we go. We're going to take out alien critters there that could be living. And then we'll get out the carcasses and we'll do the poisoning too. So first we'll get rid of the critters. So here we go. So let's just see if you feel something move. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll get rid of the alien critters waste products. Remember, they could be maybe hanging in there, not wanting to leave. Say gumming up the works. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do their poisoning. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And since we got rid of the live ones, we'll get rid of the carcasses, the dead ones that deceased inside of you, like being a walking alien graveyard. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So everybody, let's get a glass of water. And we'll do some special water healing for your digestive system. So just get a glass of water. We'll bring in the silver water. This we do on the conference calls. We did this last Sunday many times. So this is a silver water. You can also charge it up, if you wish, for a dollar on the website to help you out. So here we go. This is a sample for this here. Here we go. Silver water. Get the water container in your hand. If you're a little bit late, just get it anyway. If you just tuned in and hold the water in both hands. Here comes a silver dollar fish. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So if you just got your glass of water, hold it for about a minute, and then drink the water to see how it tastes, and we'll see if that helps you. And I see in the fast chat here about depression here, and I guess other people are feeling depression too. A couple people are talking about it, maybe going from bad to worse. So that means that maybe the aliens put you on a timeline of depression. So here we go. Let's see if this helps you. Sit back and relax. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. One, getting rid of these aliens and the timeline that they created for you to live on for a while. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, there's crashing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you'll probably be feeling this for the next 3 minutes. So if you do feel things kind of rocking and rolling with your body, remember, you're on these timelines probably physically, and if not, you're there with your spirit, and your spirit's in a clone body, and you're being rock and rolled back and forth as you're being bounced from one to the other. And when you get done, hopefully you're going to be back here. So let's collect everybody back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So you might want to get up, just walk a little bit, see how you feel. And that's one of the timeline crashes here. So how are you people feeling out there? So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika. And we love callers, so please call in. Let's get this show on the road here, see what you guys would like to sample, like to experience. And, you know, we can go into timeline crashing. We can go into the robotic programs that people have on their body. We can go into, you know, the alien poisoning, waste products, whatever you want to get into. These are the newer clearings that's on the website. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. I see that Anna was enjoying that too, and I wanted to mention the healing that you were doing, the one that you did before, which is about the clearing the poisoning. That is on the website, creationlightship.com, and if you scroll down on the left-hand side, you will see a few different clearings that are mentioned there. There's a lot of them that are free that you can do, and there's a lot of ones mentioned. If you go down a bit, you'll see alien attack removals. And under there, there's a few different clearings. The first one is the one that clears abductions, alien mind control, parasitic life forms, and web attacks, and that sort of thing. Then you have a few other ones, the crown chakra cording disconnection, energetic slime body, and then under that you'll see one that's called poisons, wastes, and carcass removal. So that was what Ron did a sample on. So let's see here. Yeah, for what I see, it seems like a lot of people were feeling that depression and the frustration. And thank you so much for doing some of those timeline crashes, which I know you've been doing a lot of. And that's not on the website as such. It's more what CLS is working on right now. So could you talk a little bit about that? Ed is asking one question here about the grace. I don't know if you could talk a little bit about that. I do hear a beep as well.
The Greys are just one of the alien races that is out there, and the Lightship is working with some of them. A few of the organizations of the Greys are also working with other agencies. So they're here right now. A lot of the ones that I've been seeing, dealing with, are actually here to help us through taking back some of their technologies that they have brought onto the humans here. So anyway, I won't get into that too much. That's the talk on the Greys. So I guess back to you. And we got a caller, I think. So
yeah,
I thought... Caller.
Yeah.
Hi,
hello?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there. Okay, so yesterday, I was on the call yesterday, and I felt towards the end of it, I felt, you know, sleepy, and so I went and took a nap for about an hour and a half, I think, while the call was still going on. And during that time, I had, you know, something that I've had in my life quite often, although in the past it used to affect me more, but I had sleep paralysis, okay, and had a hard time waking up, you know, had a hard time getting out of that, you know, getting control of my muscles back and being able to wake up. So any suggestions? And then I had a weird dream about...
any different directions. Typically, it could be your spirit having a very, very deep healing. It could be given attention to maybe as an abduction process. Maybe you were abducted on a timeline and you had a hard time moving. That's what happens too.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely felt like something was interfering with me and, I, you know, making me unable to wake up and to use my muscles. I mean, it
yeah.
was definitely something.
Yeah, and it could have been something that... probably could have wanted to be released out of you during the call, too. That's a possibility, too.
Huh. Okay.
So,
well, that's good.
So typically, I would say almost all the time on the calls, the aliens will not typically abduct you during those calls because they don't want to, you know, deal with the Lightship. So for the Lightship, it'd be, you know, loving them to death. So they probably don't want to have that much love, you know.
Right.
So basically, I would say it was probably something in you that wanted to maybe get released, and the only way it probably knew how to do that was to bring forth, you know, its manifestation of maybe what it has possibly done to you in the past.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you weren't on the call and you called in and you said, you know, I had this experience, which is sort of common for a lot of people out there who have been under heavy attack, you know, by the aliens off and on, or maybe I've dealt with people who've had that experience once a month easily. And for them, I would say, you know, your spirit's probably not in your body completely, maybe not at all. And somehow you could be off in a parallel lifetime and the spirit is not connected to your body. So you wake up.
Wow.
And all of a sudden you go, man, what's happening here? Because you do get your consciousness back. And maybe it comes in before, you know, your spirit does, and or maybe before you have the awareness to move your body. And so all of a sudden you're now, like, plugged in, you know, to wake up. and it's not the right time. Mm-hmm. Remember, maybe you're still in pieces out there, and they haven't gathered mm-hmm. all those puzzle pieces yet. And that can be very scary. Mm-hmm, some people
right.
have that feeling for maybe about half a minute sometimes. And, at least. Yeah, and you don't know what to do because you can't do anything.
Right. And then I had a dream, which I was in my house, and in one of the rooms of my house, which was completely dark, and I was trying to turn the light on. I was trying to reach the light switch, and I just couldn't reach that light switch, you know, so that was frustrating.
Yeah, that's what so you're probably given that scenario. That
yeah.
you're trying to pull in light to you, and you couldn't
yes.
get it, but
yeah.
it was just out of your frame of reference.
Just out of my reach.
Just
yes.
out of your reach, yeah.
So anyway, that was what I had.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie, for calling. That's it's all very interesting. And I have other people asking here. Maria R. is asking for timeline crashing for head stuff, please. So, Ron, I'm not sure exactly what she means, what kind of head stuff, but you have a lot of clearings that help with the mind, and she's specifically asking for timeline crashing for that. So.
Okay, so everybody might have their own particular head stuff going on. It could go from mind control head stuff, thoughts, to maybe headaches, okay? Or maybe voices recycling inside of your head, too. So we'll have you decide which one you want to do here, and we'll do some timeline crashing here. So, in fact, we'll just do one for mind control here. They're all mind control, but we'll do one that is one that's really controlling your thought process. So, let's see, how do I say that? Because I didn't really say that correctly. This is one that definitely puts you underneath a spell. Okay, not that they all do the same thing, but this one really puts you under a spell so you can't get out of your own way. So here we go. Timeline crashing for that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll do one for repetitive thoughts. A timeline for that. Here we go. Timeline crashing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do one for headaches. Here we go. Another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that works for you here. And I guess back over to you, Annika.
Okay, so great. I know you're doing a lot of those timeline crashing, and it helps everybody, you know, even the people that are not necessarily on here. But if you are listening to the show, yes, you will get healing from the samples. But, of course, it's if you go to Ron's website, you will see so much more. And basically what we're doing here on the radio show is to introduce it so that way you will feel it as a sample. So that's what we're doing here, even though timeline crashes are a little different. Just wanted to throw that out. Freedom is asking for robotic clearing for lips and mouth. And so that's another one. And Thomas was asking, replace bones in left leg, robotics removal. So I have two questions there for robotics. And it's another clearing that Ron has on his website. So just wanted to see what you feel about that now, Ron. Are you up for that?
Okay. What was the first? The first one was what? Robotics of what? Lips?
Freedom's asking for clearing for lips and mouth. And Thomas was asking for bones in leg. He was specifically asking for left leg, but, you know, that's either leg, I guess.
Okay.
For other people, or maybe both legs.
Okay, so let's do the lips and the mouth here. So I'll just talk about this briefly because it gets to be a little different.
Yeah.
What these two questions are about having clearings done, is typically those parts of your bodies were, say, controlled, abducted, brought forth these energies by the aliens, okay? And so if you have a problem with your lips, it's possible that maybe you had somebody pray for you. We'll just give that for example. That would be a dark side practitioner. Churches do that, where they mind control you through the programs of the alien gods, which are in every church, and then you're connected to that. So they can put in robotic programming in you. Now, the one with the legs, let's just say that you had a problem and maybe something was done to you where you had somebody else's body part put into you, and that very possibly could be a robotic part, and or it could be from having the energy of the robotic energies from the aliens come into you also. So it goes in different directions here, so it's a little harder to clear this. So here we go, only because of just the way we're looking at it. So here we go. So we'll just do head area. So we're going to take away the robotic programming from your head. So you might want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, then just go bring up the light beam, scroll down about an inch on the scroll bar beneath the little blinking flower there. And I got mine up right now. It's a little ways down, maybe an inch and a half on my monitor here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now we'll do legs. So robotic programming being released from maybe ankle, knee, leg, hips. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see how that works for everybody. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So Michael Hart is talking about healing in the vertebrae, the cervical vertebrae. Is that's a place where this person has pain. And I should mention that there is one of the free clearings that you can do on the website is a pain clearing, and you can put in there what you want to specifically have help with. And do you want to go into that a little bit, or are we doing too much on that now?
Well, I can do, samples on these here. So.
Yeah.
It's
maybe explain.
Yeah. Let me describe what happens. Who you are is your ancestors' belief system. So when you do request a healing like this here, on the robotics, I can get rid of a lot more than what's happening to you, through your genetic coding. Remember, the robotic program was put onto you in this lifetime. It's brand new. Now, your physical conditions that you have in your body that got recycled in this lifetime from all of the thoughts of your ancestors over thousands and thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, are with you. And that is a lot different than having a robotic clearing. or asking for something like this here. And that's the difference on this here, is that you need to have more work done on yourself to have results. So the first thing is to have an emotional clearing done. That will clear away the emotions from this lifetime that very possibly is causing your current condition. And there's other clearings too, but that's mainly the first one, okay? So we can attempt something like that. You might feel better. I can do a timeline crash if that's being conducted on a timeline. So the, just having a clearing, in fact, we have one, I think, a sample on the BBS program about a dog bite, why people don't heal. And if you wish to go to the Creation Lightship website, just go down beneath where the phone numbers are listed and the two radio buttons that you click on to hear the show. And you can see the Lightship insignia above the blinking flower. Just go there and click on it. And that'll take you right to the website. And you can see what's on there. In the very top, I think we'll have that clearing about having a dog bite, why it's so hard to have a healing done. So the whole thing is you're living in the past. And you're not, your body's not in the now because the aliens gave you DNA, which is corrupted. And this is why you're attempting to work your way out of the DNA codings to give yourself peace and harmony back into your life. So let's do a timeline crash for maybe pain of the vertebrae. Here we go. So sit back, everybody, and just maybe just focus on your spine. Remember, whenever I do these timeline crashes, I would say virtually everybody will feel it, okay? The same with the robotic programs. So it's nothing that you're going to say, you know. In fact, if you don't feel it, you're probably like the odd one out here. So everybody almost feels these things moving. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So we started off with timeline crashing, which is what we're doing now. So I'll describe that for the newcomers here. A timeline is what you go to in a parallel life. So a parallel life and a timeline is the same thing. The timeline is where they take you, and you live in that parallel life on that timeline. And these are controlled by aliens. You can have, you know, a lot of these in one day, and they can overlap. And so when we take away that consciousness of that timeline, they're taking away a program that they are having you run. So you are running that program on this timeline, and the people around you may be on the same timeline as you, or they may not be. So it gets very interesting. And also very, very confusing for some people because they don't understand it. They go, how can I be somewhere else when I'm here? Well, you don't know that you're here. Remember, they take you out of time. So you can be having a whole different experience somewhere else from when you're not here. And then you come back here each time. Or you could just be abducted. There could be a clone in your reality right now, you know, living. And it's listening to this program. And it's not you. But it, all your friends around you think it's you. And this is just the way it works. So it's quite interesting. And once you finally get a handle on these things, then you can look at people and you can start picking them out one by one. Is this a clone person? Yes or no? Is this a person that's a robotic person completely? Is it a new type of human being? Is it a person that time travels? So, you know, you have a way of now looking at them, and you can put a definition on them. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so a few comments here of people actually feeling this, Ron, so that's really good. Linda says, felt that one in my ankles. Michael Hart felt it as a cervical fusion. Mike says, feel some calmness with that mind time crash. And Stephanie was mentioning too. Stephanie called in before and she forgot to mention that she felt drugged or groggy after she did finally wake up. And is there any other clearing that she might need or anything that you can suggest for that? Or?
Oh, she sounded fine today. So,
yeah.
You know, during that process, it's hard to say what is actually going on. What I would suggest doing is probably going on and do the emergency clearing on the website. It's a free clearing, and get on there to, you know, get yourself back into your body and do the Be Here Now clearing. But during that process, you know, when you're basically using the term helpless, you're not hopeless yet, but you're helpless. At that point, hard to say what's going on. So, you know, there's a lot that they are doing to us here against our free will. And it's a little more difficult to put your finger like, this is it. The only one thing is this. And it's not, you know, there's many things happening. But the timeline crashing is what is happening now. It was never done here before that I know of on this planet here. Because the light ship never realized that this place was controlled so much, and maybe all this stuff came in here in the last 2,000 years since Jesus. So all of a sudden now, the Earth spirit has to come into wholeness for ascension, if it chooses to ascend in wholeness, okay? And this is why we're doing these timeline crashes. So the humans here are like the tail end of the list of healings, okay, that the light ship is doing. So what it is first, it's the Earth spirit, okay? Because the Earth spirit is very, very large, and we're living in its reality. So it has to get healed first, okay? So you can't really expect too much to happen to you until the Earth spirit gets its own healing, because it has to now heal the planet. Now, your body resonates with its DNA through elements on this planet, you know, the chemical makeup, the mineral makeup of your body. And so once those energies are released, you're going to have a lot more effective healings with you. So the main thing is the Earth spirit. So the light ship is working with the Earth spirit. It's also helping people here, which is what I'm doing. But if I wasn't here, then it'd just be the Earth spirit being healed and for ascension. Everybody should know about ascension because that's what Jesus talked about. And, you know, it's prophesied, and the Christian churches know about something's going to be happening here. That's why they're all in fear of, you know, the, say, Jesus coming out of the clouds, which he's not going to do, but that's what they believe through false teachings. And, you know, to save everybody, that's already been done. So the light ship is already here doing this process. So, you know, it's up to you to get on board to do the clearings, which is what Jesus did. You know, he had people having clearings done when he walked the earth. And unfortunately, not very many people ascended then either because of the darkness that they lived in. So it's up to you to change your consciousness, to change your belief system, to get into wholeness of who you are with your spirit. This is what his teachings are all about. So it's very, very simple. And, you know, your ancestors had, you know, that 2,000-year time frame to do that. So really where everybody should be on this planet is just ready for ascension. You should all be ready to go. You should have no judgment in your body. Then you'd be probably be able to walk through walls, you know, and do everything like that. You'd be in spirit form almost, and you're just waiting for ascension time to come. And that's why he was doing the clearings that he was performing 2,000 years ago, is to get people integrated fully with their spirit inside of their body. A lot of people just talk about ascension as being heart-centered. Well, that's just, you know, like preschool, kindergarten stuff. That everybody should be anyway. But, you know, you have to get your spirit inside of your body integrated with your cells, and it can't come into negativity. There's no negativity. So you have to clean them out. This is why Jesus came to do that for people. So it's not, and it wasn't easy back then either. Some people say, gee, would Count the Light Ship just come here with a little fairy wand and do, you know, a little zap and everybody's fixed? Well, if it could have been done back in Jesus' lifetime when it was probably 1,000 times easier, it would have been done back then, but it wasn't. So this is the protocol which has to be done, is you have to work on yourself. Have become innocent like a child. And that's the whole process that people need to fully understand, and that no one can do it for you. You have to do it yourself. This is an inward journey. Like I say, you just need one book. Go within, one page. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and since you're talking about having our spirit in our bodies, that's really what the clearings are all about, and actually getting rid of what is keeping us out of having, you know, keeping us outside of our body, so not having our spirit fully with us. And I just wanted to mention, you know, there's a lot out there that is kind of designed to take people out all the time. You know, a lot of information about taking over America or taking the security away for America and, you know, all that sort of thing. And there's a lot of in the news that is just designed for that. So all the timeline crashes that are going on is helping not just America, but it's helping everybody on this planet to not have those types of threats to humanity as a whole, you know. And we've been dealing with it for a very, very long time. So thank goodness we're going to have this be different now. So how we can help would be to not really go there, right? Wouldn't you say, in our fear and in our, you know, what we actually look up and that sort of thing. And you have a clearing for that too. I'm going on here, but leaving it back over to you, Ron, so I don't keep talking. But there is one for media. If somebody has been feeling like what's in the media is overwhelming and takes you over, because it really can. It's designed to do that. And, you know, we can't think about other things sometimes. And it's under, on the website, again, creationlightship.com, under matrix cording removals is the media news event trauma removal. And it's very, very helpful for those sort of things, too. So is there any other timeline you wanna do for that?
Boy, I don't know what I would do on that. That's a pretty big one.
It's a very big one, yeah.
Or is that probably not? No, like I said, there's no silver bullet that clears everything away instantly. You know, it's you know, there's so many aliens out there, you know, and they're all giving you timelines. So, which one are you writing? And how many at one time? How many in one day are you on? So this is what you have to get rid of, and the Lightship is helping to do that. I'll be doing a clearing on the website at some point so you can enter into that, a specific situation, incident in your life that you're dealing with to get that timeline crashed, and it will help everybody else who happens to be on that same train ride with you, we'll say, on that timeline, okay? So remember, it's not just you there, it's other people too. And a lot of times you might see faces of people as these timelines are being crashed, as they come flying off of them. So just think of a timeline as like a carpet, and you just start shaking it to get the dust and dirt off of it. Well, the dust and dirt are people. And then the timeline gets disintegrated. It doesn't exist any longer, but the people go somewhere. So that's another thing. Where do they go? Go to another timeline, possibly. What aliens own you? You know, your real estate to them. You know, who has a piece of you? And did they get a piece of you on that timeline? Did they sell part of you for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, or 2 hours? And so this is kind of what it's about here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Al has a really interesting question. Can only those incarnated in a body ascend? And what about the spirits that are in between incarnations or on the other side?
Okay, the other side is darkness. That's the light of the darkness. So they're not going to be doing the ascension at this point because the dark side already has them. So they know nothing about ascension. The dark side doesn't want them to ascend. So they'll probably take them sideways at the time of ascension. If they're in their body, they have a much better chance because all of a sudden they're in a body and they may be able to listen to this program. If not, if they don't know about connecting to source energy through their heart and to clean out their body, then they probably will not be ascending either. The spirit does the ascension, and so does the body. So we have two different types of ascensions. So it's twofold. So if you want to get out of here, if you feel like you've been here for more than one lifetime, which is all that you should be here, then you want to do the spirit barcode. Now, if you happen to be tying into the media and the different programs about the end of the world here, anything with 2012, you know, the Mayan calendar, et cetera, what's going to happen to the planets, all this is time energy. Remember, anything in time, anything in predictions is the darkness telling you what they have in store for you, because they already have the script made out, okay? And that's the way it is. So once you're hooked into that, then you may want to backpedal yourself out of it, because you want to be out of time so that you can at least have a good life here. So if you're believing all that stuff, then it could be true. It is true in the dark side universe. Otherwise, it wouldn't come forward. So all that is 100% correct, what you're probably looking at, seeing, because the aliens, see, most people think that there's just like one thing going to happen, okay? Well, they're only showing you one timeline. So let's just say that we happen to have a dozen movies out on 2012 Ascension, and each one's a little bit different, okay? And most of them will probably talk about destruction of the Earth, but some might not be quite as bad as other ones. Well, all those are pre-programmed. Those are all timelines that you're looking at. So you're at a cinema, and you're viewing all these different scenes of what could happen. Those are already in existence. And that's the prophecies, and they're going to be coming forward. So are you going to be writing those prophecies? Are you going to be grabbing onto that? That's why we have to have the media clearing on the website to get you out of that particular situation of 2012 Ascension, and also the media clearing. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. This show could probably go on for hours here. I know our time is getting close here. We have about 10 minutes to go, I think. So, in fact, we can get off at 5 minutes after, I think, because we started late. But the main thing is you want to get out of the timelines and get out of the pre-planned, could use the word karmic situation, everything that's pre-planned, your natal chart you want to get out of. You got to get into source energy in your heart. You have to be in the moment. If you're running time energy, then you are lost to the darkness. So that's just the way it is here. And that's the way they wanted it to be. That's why there's rules and regulations brought here by the aliens, you know, to control your life. So the way to get out of that with your spirit is to do the spirit barcode. Get that off of you so you can leave here. Like I said, if you only have one lifetime here, that's fine. But are you trapped into, you know, this process that they're telling you about now at 2012? And what's going to happen after 2012? So if you have any of those beliefs that gets you courted into the dark side universes of the aliens, then you're going for a ride in the forced reincarnation, the abductions, everything else at 2012. So by having that barcode taken off of you, then the light ship will find you because you're already connected at that point. And you won't be going sideways to a parallel life on a timeline that you know nothing about in the beyondo. So back to you, Monica.
Yeah, so what about if you have a loved one? I know you have a clearing for that online for deceased loved ones, and just to help that.
Yes, uh-huh.
And if somebody passed away recently, right, and you can help them with their spirit barcode.
Yeah, that is correct. So on the website, anybody can have a healing. You don't have to ask anybody. If you listen to this program and you like it, and you try to convince people to listen to it, and they kind of balk at the bit because it doesn't go along with the Christian beliefs, even though this is strictly about the mission of Jesus, basically. But if they balk at the bit and they don't want to believe what's happening, you know, don't tell them, just do the clearing. You don't have to ask them. The mind is a darkness. It's always going to probably say no because they don't want to deal with something they don't know nothing about, which is kind of normal. But they're already in the mind control patterns. The implants will go off inside of them, put in by the aliens. You got the past history of all the negative beliefs that you've had, including why you missed all the ascension points, you know, every 2,000 years. So, you know, that's ingrained in you, in your belief system, in the DNA. And so chances are the person would probably say they don't want anything because the implants are telling them to tell you that. So just do a clearing for them. Getting some relief out of here.
Yeah, it's so great to do it for other people because it really does help ourselves too, because you know, if you're around them or whatever, it really makes a big difference. So can recommend. So did Jesus know about the alien parasitic life forms?
Yes,
Alexander
he did.
Is asking. Yes.
Yeah.
And what about an anxiety timeline? I don't know if you're up for another timeline this late, but maybe you can talk about it. or maybe the clearing for anxiety.
Yeah, I'll just crash one here. So here we go. Okay, remember, you may have 1,000 of these here, so I'm going to clear one of them, okay? Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's not crashed yet. So 1, 2, there it's crashing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What I find happens when I go out in the lecture circuit and stuff, and even on this program, people have selective hearing. And I'll have people coming up to me, and I say, did you do your emotional clearing? They go, oh, yeah, I did that. I heard it on the BBS show. I did that, 2 years ago. I go, well, I don't do a whole lot of emotional clearings on BBS. They go, well, I did, and I felt wonderful. It's not the same. So you have to do the clearings, you know. These are just strictly samples, and some people don't understand that. They get the relief. They think they got the reward. They thought they won the lottery by having maybe, their ex-boyfriend off of them with their consciousness by doing an emotional clearing. They feel wonderful, and they can walk away to live a new life. But remember, that's just one scenario that's happened to you. So these clearings are strictly samples to show you that they work. And it's up to you to do a whole lifetime clearing. And that's what we do here is do samples of clearing. So the fact that I just did an anxiety timeline crash does not mean that they're all crashed. We just took out one of them, and it's up to you to continue on. And I'll be doing that on the website at some point here, getting some of the a new clearing up for that for people, where you can sit down and start crashing timelines. And I think it'll be very popular. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so this is great. Just love how you do that, and you're just going to crash one like that, and thank you for doing that. So Tina's asking about the female clearing that we have on your website, Ron. It's one for abortion miscarriages and that sort of thing. I don't have it up myself right now, but Tina is asking, do I clear all emotions first in step one? Or do I clear one emotion in step one and then go to step two? Now, I wish...
I honestly can't say. I haven't looked at that page for a long time.
Yeah. Well, Tina, if you hold on, though, after I can write it in, I can look on the clearing. I just haven't gotten there now, and then I can write it in on the fast chat.
Yeah, well, that clearing is for any women out there listening, even men. I put that up... It's on the left-hand side on the website. You can click on it if you wish to, to go to the website on the Lightship insignia here. And it's under, I think, female clearing. And what that's for is women who've had a miscarriage or an abortion. You have typically all the guilt, what's on yourself. You have guilt from other people, what they thought about you, the nurses, the doctors, your relatives. Boyfriend, girlfriend, people who didn't want you to have it or who did want you to have it. I mean, it goes all different directions. And the bottom line is that if you have had that occurrence, that situation that happened to you, it's a way to get free of all of that stuff. And all of a sudden you feel better. And it's $50. You have 1 month to do it. And, even if you maybe are a female and you haven't had one, you might be carrying the energy from a past life. So it might be worth looking at. Maybe for some reason you have an issue with children or something, and you have an issue and you don't know where it's coming from. It's also good for men because men could be also the other half of the equation there. So that's also in there. So it's quite complex. When I designed it, I looked at it and tried to go all different directions of what would be associated, we'll say, with guilt and mind control of other people and their thoughts controlling you. So it's a wonderful clearing. The reason why normally people have an abortion almost always is because the spirit that was going to come into that fetus no longer wants to come into it. And that's the reason. The soul family then would take it over and say, yeah, anybody up here want to go into this fetus? They would say no. So then you're looking at having a stillbirth versus having the miscarriage. So that's the reason why it's there. The mother is, in a sense, prompted to have that done. And I'm not saying that either one is good, but it's a situation that we deal with here. And, that's the reason why I put it up on the website. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I think as I'm actually looking at it here now, and I think when I did it, because there was a lot, it's a lot on there, and sometimes if you need to, do something else, then you can always go down to spirit infusion and come back to more of the feelings, the emotional traumas. There's a few of them up top, and then move on to other people involved with the pregnancy and those sort of things. That's complete, step one, and then you complete step two. So it kind of tells you there, and I would do it that way, but I would just kind of do the as much as I can of the first part first, because I think that's what I did, but I'm not sure.
And you have a month to do it, so when you have these clearings, you don't know what you really need, and you won't know until you start getting into the clearing. And all of a sudden, you might feel yourself becoming emotional or something, not knowing how or why, and that's because you have blocked energy, and this energy is being released from you. So the whole thing is just go into the clearing and just start it, and don't get too mental with it. Just know that everything you see in that page, you want to do. And, you may want to do the emotional part after each one. It kind of is up to you how you feel with the way your body is responding to the healing. Remember, your emotional body is not you. That's the body that talks to you, that gives you the emotions that you deal with. So if you had your emotional body released, you'd have no sadness or anything else, because it would not be incorporated for your physical body to go through the sadness and everything else. So that's a whole different energetic body. It's not your physical body. So back to you, Annika.
All right. So we have a few more, three more minutes. Just want to quickly mention people are excited about the timeline crashing when you will have that online. So Marie R. is asking if that will be up soon, do you think?
I'm still working on it. Hopefully, realistically, a week to a month.
Okay.
And so you're going to have a lot of fun with it, because you're going to find yourself getting freed from a lot of the aliens. Now, what I will say, when you do a timeline crash, you're affecting everybody on this planet. So this is one way that you can do something for yourself, because the people that are on that same subway or bus ride or train that you're connected with on this timeline is going to be crashing for them too. So...
And that just sounds incredible, Ron. I can't wait, and thank you so much for doing all this for all of us and for everybody. It's just amazing to be part of all this. I'm so glad I found it, and so glad to be on here with everyone. So before we go, is there an energy we could do on the light being so we have after the show here?
Sure, let's bring in some peace energy. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And it's below the little blinking flower there. So it depends how big your monitor is. Maybe about a third of the way down approximately. So here we go. We'll bring in some peace energy, which is what source energy is. It's strictly peace. And that's why you feel at home and peaceful when you go to your heart. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So our next VBS program is on Wednesday, and we have our one-hour lightship healing process coming up here in a half an hour. So if you're interested in going to the lightship, it's only $20 for a one-hour healing session. And we have those on Mondays and Fridays at 5 o'clock, or 5:30, I should say, Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. So we shall see you later, everybody. So our next program is on Wednesday at 7. And then also on Friday, we have our question and answer time. That's after Station 2. And that starts at the Station 2 program is at 7 o'clock Pacific. And then at 8 o'clock, we do our question and answer time for people. So you can ask questions about the lightship. And I want to cater that mainly to new people for questions so they can understand about the lightship. The older people already kind of get it, and I like to keep that frame of reference there of new people asking questions. So that's what it's for, to educate the new people. So back to you, Annika, and I'll be signing off here. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very, very much, and thank you all, and we'll see you Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Okay, bye and blessings.